Welcome to Mirth, Magic, and Mayhem, the AARPG's new actual play series using the Dragonbane RPG by Free League Publishing. I'm Nathan, your host, co-GM, and I'll also be playing Brains, the idiot Wolfkin thief. Let's meet my friends and fellow cast members.
I'm Malcolm, your co-GM, and I'll also be playing Corinne Rinesmith, the judgy halfling bard.
Hi, I'm Tyr, and I'll be playing Dane Ringson, a human scatterbrain scholar.
I'm Chris, and I'm playing Sigyn, elfin huntress.
Hey all, this is Anthony, and I play Kurgan, and he wants to remind you,
you should go and get stuffed.
Hello everyone, this is Sean. Now we'll be playing Baylor Banefire, Dwarf Artisan Specialist.
I'm Tim, AARPG's latest temporary double seeker probationary player. I play Quiverwing, the enchanting mallard whose spellbinding plumage shivers like distant lightning on a moonlit night.
Together, we'll explore ancient secrets of a long-forgotten empire, facing challenges and forging our destiny in a world where every castle, cave, and crypt holds the echoes of a bygone era. Get ready for an epic journey filled with laughter, suspense, and unforgettable moments in the Misty Vale.
Hello, and welcome to the Advanced Age Roleplaying Gamers podcast. I'm Nathan, I'm your host, and we are playing Dragonbane. I am the GM currently, and also I've got cool little character named Brains, who's a wolfkin thief and super dumb, but not because of traumatic brain injury. In my head canon is he was already dumb, and he operated on himself to see why he was so smart.
So it's not the same canon that I have for him as GM in my campaign, but okay.
That's my headcanon, is that he was already dumb. It's not something offensive like making fun of traumatic brain injury.
I was just thinking Richard was interesting, but okay.
All right. But yeah, so we are playing Dragonbane. We are on episode 23. Let's go around the horn and introduce everybody and just say hi and introduce your character pretty quickly, and we will hop right into tonight's adventure. So after a brief hiatus, please welcome back Sean.
Hello. And so I should start, I guess?
Yeah. Who are you playing?
Hello, I'm Sean. I'm not playing an Irish stereotype tonight. I'm playing Baylor Banefire.
This time.
Baylor Banefire, who's a dwarf artisan. He somehow is, I think he's actually one of the best hands-on fighters in the group somehow. I don't know how that happened.
He's the most average
character. That's who I'm playing. He's very aloof and haughty, but he looks like he stepped out of a blacksmith. Literally, he's always covered with dust.
Out of a blacksmith shop.
This is our
blacksmith shop. I'm sorry. Thank you. I should clarify. I do want to say this. He had to take a clean his clothes, remember, because he got his clothes, remember, two episodes? Then and now, okay. He has clean clothes, and he's clean. He does bathe normally, but he's very, very uncomfortable not smelling this forge upon him.
Oh, good. I have some news. We did have you between episodes.
Make some armor?
Oh, make some armor. So you should be a little bit sooty.
Okay, well, but not enough. See the color of my clothes now. It was gray. Everything was
the
gray.
The dressing of the Forge Lord is not upon you.
I look like a guy out of the frickin' industrial age. Now I look like some guy who just changed a tire. It's not the same. It's just not the same.
Well,
so I am very put out. I am very put out this episode. I'm very, very, I'm going to be very put out. I just want to say that.
Very sorry that you everybody presentable.
For the horrible mood you're going to get. So there you go.
It's nice that Jody made a clean version of your character and a dirty version of your character.
Yes, so he did.
Display the clean version for once.
Yeah, just for once.
What you should do is have started the whole thing with his character being the clean version and just get progressively dirtier each episode.
I know, right?
Well, we need more versions of his character.
We'll have to pay Jody more.
We need a gradient.
He is back to work now, Chris. He actually has work to do. I don't know if he has time to screw for guys.
All right, we'll go on to Malcolm next. Who are you playing?
Oh, I am playing Corinne Rinesmith of the Saddlewood Rinesmiths. And Corinne is a halfling bard of great talent and discerning taste. with the exception of certain people she's currently traveling with. But there is a forgiving point because adventure is around the line, and we're on our way to the Tower of Sighs and stop at this merry old end. That's all I recall.
You'll figure out more shortly. On to Chris. Chris, who are you playing?
I'm Chris. I'm playing Sigyn Wirthavenvartia, the Elven Huntress. And that's all I'm saying because I listen to directions.
All right. And on to Tim. Tim, who is known for following directions.
And there you have it. I play a friend of the Guardian of the Sky.
I play the pristine duck mallard known as Quiverwing, who also kicks ass as a wizard.
You are a glass cannon. We'll call you the glass cannon.
What? How would you call him a glass cannon?
I bet if I ever hit him with anything, he's going to go down like a sack of potatoes.
But if he destroys everything.
I think it was like, there was one episode where you did like 25 points to me. So,
okay.
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
he's... All right, let's see if we can report.
Don't recommend that.
That would be me. Oh, glass cannon.
No, the glass cannon does damage, though.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I guess I'm sort of the glass flute.
Yes.
You're the fine piece of china.
Yes.
All right. So, yeah, as my co-GM said, last episode, they traversed away from Outskirt, skirted around an encounter with some orcs who had captured some humans in black robes. I'm sure they were just...
Suspected cultists.
I mean, that's making a huge assumption that they're cultists just because they're wearing black.
That's not a huge assumption. If we don't want to mess with them, then it's the right assumption. It may be wrong, but we didn't get involved because they're cultists.
I don't know why we have to profile anybody.
They could have just been emo, you know.
You're still not helping us getting involved with somebody.
If that's the case, then why the hell?
So what we're saying is they had the cure. They got the cure.
Wait, the cure? They got
the cure. The orcs had the cure. We should have gone.
Unless
back
it's right Morrissey, in which case they'll be fine.
Oh, Morrissey, yeah, Morrissey. He'll win them over.
And on the way to the Tower of Sighs, the road along the road, they ran to a farmer named Sally and son Pip, who was pulling a wagon full of potatoes on his way to Outskirt to sell them. And you bought some potatoes, and you got a little bit of information from the farmer that there are rumors about people disappearing at this road's end inn. One of them was a shepherd's daughter by the name of Antalya. And you make your way to the inn, and after some hemming and hawing, decide to actually try out going inside the inn, where you're greeted with...
prices.
Boisterous voices, people playing card games, a bunch of halflings from Turdberry playing some dice games, half-price beverages and food. You got rooms at the inn from the halfling innkeeper whose name Helene. She seems super friendly, and everything seemed to be going all right. And then Malcolm, why don't you tell us what happened?
And then in the midst of my great set, the walls began to close in. And darkness took me. Apparently, it happened to other people in the inn, too, so it wasn't my singing or anything I did wrong. I obviously completely blame the innkeeping as far as ventilation, and we all lost consciousness as we fell into darkness, despite what we ate or what we did or what we're doing.
Is this an inn or a gate to hell?
I don't know, but it's definitely not the Tower of Sighs, and it's definitely not a merry old inn beneath a gray old hill.
I will say, we did not try too hard to follow up with the whole people missing from the inn thing.
Oh, we did.
Well, as long as we don't poop ourselves.
Dane actually talked to the young Fung, the shepherdess, and she said she wasn't lost. She was simply just here having a drink, and I was like, well, let's sing a song. Yeah, I sang them songs.
When I miss a good adventure, like we go off on a right-hand turn for some reason.
On a right-hand turn. We were actually getting something to eat, and we'd agreed that if it was creepy, we weren't going to stay here. You guys weren't going to be staying here inside anyway because you love sleeping under the stars.
That's true.
You know what I'm talking about, quivering and... Yep.
Oh, my God, we've been eating people. Have we eaten people again?
They're half price and tasty.
Look, a meat pie is a meat pie.
Chris,
better not have mallard in it. I'm telling you that right now.
But no mallard.
So, other things you noticed, you did talk to a haughty dwarf named Stig Stonehilt.
Oh, yes. He killed a manacle.
Yeah, he killed a manacle.
Have you done anything like that? I mean, besides with B.O.
Manacles flee from me.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah. And you noticed that there was...
two standoffish humans.
Dane did talk to Antalya. There was a couple who seemed to be... not having as much fun as everybody else was at the end.
They were married. The married couple.
Could be. Hmm. Yeah.
I disagree.
You disagree that they're happy or they're married?
For sake of my marriage, we get along fine.
It was a lovely time. They were having a lovely time, as married couples do.
All the time.
But someone obviously didn't expect it to be half price, and then someone ordered the wrong thing, and they're kind of pissed off about what happened to the service.
It was the wrong wine, that's all. It was the wrong wine.
She told him it was a Hooters.
She wanted to go to Hooters, and they went to Nodders.
So is there anything else that I missed?
I think you recap my involvement perfectly, Nathan. Please, go for it.
All right, so... just to wrap it up real quick, so they basically went unconscious where they were standing, sitting, performing. They just felt themselves kind of immediately the walls closing in, darkness covering their eyes, and then just nothing.
End game.
But then...
Scene.
We'd like to introduce you to our new game, Alien.
Right. Strapped down.
Heart of Darkness.
Why is that?
A rhino-sized alien drops from the ceiling of the inn.
You wake up in the back of a Humvee.
Again?
Twilight. All right.
All right. But you do wake up.
Oh, that's always a good start.
That is a good start.
Are we in a body bag or a coffin? We have all our limbs.
You wake up. In separate beds in an oblong dormitory.
Boo.
It's cold, as if someone opened the window and let the night air in while you slept. Only the moonlight filtering through a large western window illuminates the room. There
is anything sore?
I'll let you know in a second.
I was going to ask if black robes are hanging next to hooks, but go ahead.
I've got
roll for soreness. You might be sore.
Before I go bathe in the moonlight, I want to hear over the rest of the room.
There's a large tapestry hanging on the eastern wall, so the opposite wall. And to the north is a wooden door. Hmm. And a black rocking chair in one of the corners sits a person of diminutive stature who looks pretty familiar.
Is it the dwarf?
Familiar.
Mother?
Does it look like Stig?
Yes, it does. It is Stig in a rocking chair.
All right. Well, I'll stand up, get out of bed, and go stand in the moonlight. I mean, after all, I literally impale his milk, so it's going to shine off of me, and then turn slowly to illuminate the rest of the room. The reflection off my skin. Right.
I will.
Do we have our clothes
on? Is there enough light in the room for people to see?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. With the moonlight from the window. Corinne, as you approach the window, you can see outside. There are crooked trees battling gale force winds through the western window.
I will also dart to the window.
You see a high mountain looming in the distance with a fire flickering at the summit.
Now, do we have all our stuff? Like, are we undressed? Do we have our clothes on, armor, or anything? Just
so you see, there is your gear, all your gear is piled up in a pile at the foot of each bed.
Okay. Interesting. All right.
Now, Corinne, this scene that you're looking at does spark a little bit of a memory. If you want to make a Myths and Legends roll to recall.
Well, it is a miracle. I did roll a 5, so I did make my Myths and Legends for a change, as opposed to making shit up.
So
I think you were a bit better making shit up.
Realize that you're looking out towards the west, and there's no mountains that way. It's just marsh.
Yeah, there should be swamp out there, and there's a volcano.
Yeah, so what I was going to do while I was looking at the window is see if this looked like the surroundings of the inn, which I did the circuit of before we entered.
Not at all.
No.
Volcano and a mountain.
Sean, you want to do something?
I'm going to say something to the dwarf. I'm going to go get up and... Are we naked or are we just...
No, you've got your clothes on, but all your...
Armor
and gear.
I walk over to Stake, and I just walk up and go, "You mean, what happened? What is the meaning?"
He's snoring.
Oh, poke him. My friend, wake up. What? My dwarven brother.
What? Oh, we. Hello. You're...
Do you know where we're at?
Yes, we're trapped in her illusion.
Who is this? What illusion?
This old hag called Stare.
So when we were at that inn, was that an illusion as well?
Parts of it, yes. We're under her curse. She's put this whole inn under a curse, and we're trapped here.
So we are an illusion right now, is what you're saying?
Parts of this, yes.
Okay. Interesting. How do we, apparently you've not figured a way out, have you?
I can't move out of this chair.
Why not?
I can't move.
I help him. I say, come. No, Sid, that's silly. I try to lift him.
Yeah, he's like a really super heavy sack of potatoes.
How is it you've been misled? Surely, have you been drugged or injured? I look for an injury upon him.
It's dark, dark magic. She's holds a grudge somehow against someone here. And we're all paying the price.
Well, where can we find her? Do you know? Give us any insight. Anybody who can help us. My friends, quickly, get to your arms. We must make
hiding.
Haste.
She's here. She's somewhere here hiding in the solution. If you can find her and defeat her and free us all.
So it's...
Please free us.
What was the name again? Star?
Stare.
Stare, okay. Stare, show yourself. This is rude. We are your guests. It's against the customs of the world. We have done nothing to you. I beseech you before it escalates. We will not like the outcome.
And you hear?
God dang
nothing.
Okay.
Well, I tried. So.
Quiverwing, next.
I examine the tapestry.
The tapestry. So there's a large tapestry covering most of the wall. And in it you see an old woman who seems to be watching you. So as you approach, it seems it's like watching your approach. And if you like move to the side and to the side, it's still watching you.
Yeah, eyes follow you.
Anything behind the tapestry?
No.
Okay. This is Stare, isn't it? I'm looking right at the person looking at me.
And you hear from behind you, Stick say, yes, that's her.
Nathan, Corinne will get her equipment on and get dressed. The armor's going to take her a bit of time to get on since she's not used to it, so she'll get that.
So who got the chainmail?
Both I and Corgan.
Oh.
We had a full-size human chainmail that you broke up into two halfling chainmails.
Why would I break him up into halfling chainmails?
Because we paid you to do such.
Oh, did you?
No.
Fuck, I would have made myself armor.
We paid for forge time.
Okay.
So I too am going to get my gear on, and looking at the window, does the window open?
You try to open it and you like like jiggle it, and it is just not move at all.
Then I will try and smash it open.
What do you try to smash it with?
Oh, it's an illusion.
Doesn't Brains have the hammer?
Yeah.
I will grab that from his pile of crap and
smash it. Hey, that's fine.
Oh, it won't stop me from swinging it at the window.
This is all an illusion. It's you won't know.
You swing it at the window and it just bounces off.
We need to figure out how to break this illusion.
Is
surely one of us knows something.
In the room?
Yeah.
There's a door to the north.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Corinne will point out, and there's also a door.
I have other questions, though. Now I'm trying to look at the night sky to see if it looks at all familiar. Are we in the same general area? Are we distant from where we are?
It doesn't.
Are we still in the Misty Vale?
It doesn't even look like the Misty Vale to you.
No, this is all an illusion.
No, it's Baltimore. Great.
We weren't spirited away anywhere. So I wanted to do an experiment. If I want to just go to like one alleged wall, turn around, and just close my eyes, and just turn around, and just because I don't know the area, I don't know the layout, and just start walking forward, like slowly, you know, and just
full
keep walking.
Yeah, okay, full speed.
Full speed and trip over something. Like, I just want to see if I actually bump into a bed that's there or bump into something. If I walk through, if they see me walk through something.
Yeah, you all see Baylor close his eyes and like starts walking around, bumping into things.
So, and things that are there, right? They see is there. Okay, so when that happens a few, I say, okay, that's just to make sure that we are actually in a room that's actually furnished as we think it is. So, because I don't believe, you know, if I figure, you know, the logic of Baylor is that illusion is belief, all right? And if you believe it's real, that's the big, because he doesn't know any better.
Well, Quivering.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say I know much about illusions, but we know this window is not the true view. And more than likely, we haven't been transported all the way across some distant land outside of the valley where there's a volcano. So we fundamentally know this is an untrue thing. Mm-hmm. It doesn't behave like a mirror. It doesn't behave like a window, nor does it have a view of what we would see out the window.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be some sort of foundation for disbelieving the illusion? Or would the power of it simply just still exist because it's all a part of the fabric of this room? I'm trying to say, if we see the props, we'll begin to really just unravel the entire stage, or?
I don't know. I've never created an illusion, and so I don't know what pitfalls there would be in an illusion.
I'll make note of that.
But is there a role that I can make in order to be aware of arcane knowledge?
So it doesn't really fall under animism, but I guess you could roll myths and legends.
Yeah. You are my superior at myths and legends, Malcolm.
Oh, God.
I failed it. Okay. Failed the role.
We completely rely on what's-his-name to do all this.
So do I know of any stories that involve, like, a mountain of this description?
Or songs? There is.
Or just even the scenery. The scenery, the mountains, whatever, if it jogs any memory of any tales told in days gone by around fireside chats, etc.
I mean, there are definitely stories from the dragon and demon wars where whole mountains were on fire because of the fighting between the dragons and the demons. But nothing in particular about the sight that you see through the western window.
And what else is on the tapestry?
That's a good point. I got an idea.
Really just the woman.
Anything behind it?
Nothing already behind it. Yeah.
So I want to tear it down if nobody minds. So, okay. Bill, I want to tear this down. Does anybody
object? I don't know if that's possible.
Good luck.
I try and tear it down.
It comes down.
Okay, I'm just going to roll it up, stick it under like a bed. For I know, she's using it to view us.
When multiple people are approaching it, manipulating the tapestry, who does Stair look at?
Yes, we'll go.
You always From your point of view, Quivering is staring at you. And
same with me when I do the same thing. When
right.
I
come
with this, yeah. come on. So yeah. it's so, we'll just roll it up just in case.
You know, she's staring at us.
Does the tapestry burn?
Oh, God. We're in a room.
You can try to burn
no.
it?
No. Stop that. Stop. That would be a disaster.
I think I'm going to go.
Any more of a disaster than us being trapped in some.
We could have somebody
illusion?
Else unconscious in here. We don't
there
see.
There is a door.
Yeah, we're going to go to the door. I'm going to pick up the.
But, I mean, I'm just saying there is a door.
Stig and carrying with us to the door.
Stig? Who?
You're going to drag him with you?
You're going to drag carry
him.
Stig
I'm
to the door?
I'm not like a weakling. I got to have a strength of 13. I could put him in a fireman's carry and just carry him on my shoulder.
Okay.
Which we call a something else carry in dragon.
right.
but I just pick him up
it's
and I go,
it's called
I have
a lumberjack carry.
right. Or as the dwarves call it, the miner's hall.
I will use the miner's hall upon you. Thank you.
Oh, you mean the drunken tribe.
Stop hauling miners.
So, jeez. Oh, so, in the darkest part of Baylor's mind, he's thinking, we might have to kill everybody we see. We should kill the hag.
Darkest part.
The
that's
darkest
the darkest part,
part of his mind.
That's like,
stage one.
So, you're no, all armored up and you've all got your possessions and you're heading to yeah. the door.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What do you do at the door?
I stand back from the door with the bow at the ready and gesture for
I
someone else to
I use my
open it.
Amazing powers at the door. Well, I just go to the door and just check it out. Like, first, touch it. It appears to be solid.
Yeah. Feels like a solid oak door.
Are we going to leave Stig here?
No,
he's carrying him.
He's carrying
Stig.
Oh,
miners carry.
And it's just the four. It's just the five of us, right?
Yeah.
The rest are still unconscious.
I guess they're all, yeah, Brains is with you. Everybody's with you. For smoothness of play, I will only involve the other characters if it's really necessary. But
so,
they're there, but they're kind of like half see-through right now.
You mean Dane's not being used and tortured right now somewhere?
They're just
fingers plucked off?
He did speak to him. He's kind of catatonic. He spoke to a girl alone.
He spoke to
who
the
won that
witch.
Bet, by the way? I'll look at you two.
He spoke to
bet?
The hag.
Don't even, won it.
I was going to say, don't you even tell me, Siggy, you didn't bet. Good showing you, Twivering. Well, I'll knock on the door.
It's a solid, it feels like a heavy, solid oak door.
Oh. Well, that's.
Open it. Somebody
that's
open the door.
Oh, Lady Stair. Oh, wronged woman of ages. How can we set right your travesty? How can we hear your pleas if the door remains closed to us as well as a way to you? And then try to open the door.
It opens with a loud creak. And before you, you see a stairwell that goes straight down. And beside the doorway on the inside is a torch. Hanging on the wall.
Suspiciously convenient.
Okay, I'll light my lantern. I'll step back, light my lantern, and then hold it out and see, does it actually provide light on the stairs?
Yes, it does.
Oh, God, are you kidding me? I'm looking around. Damn it!
You have to lead on, my friend. My hands are full. I can't leave.
You do
the squishiest person in the front.
You do realize I can't
actually,
even play.
Actually, I can give Stig to
to Brains. Yeah.
Brains.
And then I'll leave. I'll leave with the torch.
Kirk Corgan can carry him.
Yeah, Corgan.
So
whoever.
You take the torch off the wall?
Yeah.
Okay.
Take 3 points of damage. Oh! It's a poison torch.
You now hold the cursed item.
You now hold a torch, and you have light.
Yes.
There does seem to be a room at the bottom of the stairwell.
Okay.
I will carefully move forward, and I will roll a spot hit. Do I need to roll a spot hidden? Or
no,
just
I'll let you know if you need to roll something.
Okay.
Can I ask you one other question? Do we feel rested?
Yes.
No, I'm going to say you don't feel rested.
Okay.
Yeah, you won't feel rested. All right.
Good question.
I will creep forward.
Do we remember the whole each of us passing out thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you remember all that.
That'll be magical. More than
Yes, because we all were doing different things. I think it was, like he said, if it's a curse, yeah. then no matter where we were in the end, we were going to fall. We were going to be victims of it.
So you make your way down the stairs, I assume, right?
Yeah, yes.
Mm-hmm. Cautiously, I'll take out my lyre and give my lantern to Dane.
You notice, like, there's like a... As you approach this room on the bottom, you get this stale, musty smell from the room. And you see as you're approaching that there's pretty cluttered. And you don't see any windows in there, but there is a small wooden table with a toolbox and several chests. And looks like that... several of them have been forced open. Mm-hmm. The eastern wall to your left, I believe. I'm sorry, to your right?
To our right, yeah.
Yeah, the eastern wall to your right.
So you're fucking with my map already.
is adorned with a burgundy curtain with shimmering gold patterns.
Do the patterns show anything, or are they just they random patterns?
Just elaborate patterns. Nothing nothing discernible in the pattern.
I'll open the curtain to see if it sheds any light in the room.
You see a dirt tunnel behind the curtain.
Okay, so I'm gonna see if there's anything we can light in this room, like any candles or anything. And if there's not, I'll just check the room. We're all good. And it's besides, see if there's anything beside toolboxes in there.
Yeah, so there's chests, and to the left, there's that work table with the toolbox on it, and there's just a whole bunch of chests.
Are there any other doors or windows or?
Oh, I'm sorry. There is a door to the north.
Okay. Hmm. Which is opposite the stairs, right?
Yeah.
The door to the south would be the stairs.
The door to the south of the stairs, but opposite of it would be north.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
So the exits from this room are door to the north and dirt tunnel to the right.
Does that dirt tunnel, does it look recent?
Is there any fresh dirt piles, or just the dirt tunnel by itself standing alone?
It looks fairly well established.
Okay.
But not like a smooth workshop.
It's not like a professionally dwarven built tunnel.
Right, yeah.
Okay. This is shoddy work. This is whoever did this is they don't know what they're doing. This is pathetic.
Is there any air coming from either the under the door to the north or in the dirt tunnel blowing into the room?
Not like a breeze, but you do get that stale smell from the tunnel, the dirt tunnel.
It's probably stair.
I would like to check the toolbox when I get a chance, since I'm walking around with the torch.
It is locked.
Okay, I will see if I can open it with
sleight of hand, or are you going to smash it?
No, I'm going to try sleight of hand first, of course.
Okay.
And anybody would give me an assistance, that would be great.
Do you have a...
I have sleight of hand.
Brains could.
Brains is good at that.
But if you don't have a lockpick set, you will roll with a...
Now, I got blacksmith tools. I do not have a lockpick. So if I get the help action, does that give me an even roll?
Yeah, that'll give you even roll.
I'll take it. I mean, my sleight of hand's 10. So it's 50-50.
Not there. Do this.
Oh, thanks. My motherfucking God. I rolled 19.
He's trying to open the toolbox.
Yep.
I'm going to keep an eye on that tunnel.
Okay. I'm going to listen at the north door, or see if there's any signs of a keyhole I can look through. Or
unfortunately, I do not have a lockpick kick.
So. I guess make an awareness roll, both of you.
Oh God,
16. Which one of my awareness is bad?
Thank
missed it.
God, my awareness went up last week, so my 6 will succeed.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't really hear anything down that way. Just
that's maybe the best news.
May I borrow some oil from a lamp? Who's got a flask of oil?
Dane's got the lantern, and
I have a flask of oil.
I have one.
Silverwing has a flask of oil, and I have a flask of oil.
I had three, but I used one at that one.
I would like a small amount of oil so I can oil the hinges to this
here, door take to your, the north. Take one, Siggy.
Okay.
So Brain will chime in and say, you know, I am so much better at picking locks than you.
Well, let me aid you.
All right.
Because I failed. Okay. So I'll give him this to help back. He also might have lock picks.
He does.
He does. He's a, these he are, just didn't, he's yeah. a thief.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So he's like, you know, he's just kind of like with like one eye open and the lock pops. Oh.
True artistry.
See, look at that. Look at that.
Look I at failed how to awesome make you feel better. And
yes, you are super, super awesome.
I try and make everybody feel good around me. And I look in the toolbox.
You see an ornate kind of curved dagger sitting under some kind of rusty tools.
Well, I'll examine the dagger and the tools.
It is ornate. The tip seems badly worn down, like somebody may have used it to like dig a tunnel.
Oh, good Lord.
But okay, it looks pathetic. Like it was a very nice dagger at some point.
All right, well, I guess we'll take it and I'll stick it in my belt or something for now. It might have another purpose that we don't know. If the rest of the tools are just tools, I already have blacksmith tools, so if there's nothing there that I think they'll aid us, I'll leave it.
Yeah, they're pretty shitty condition. Yeah.
These are poor quality tools. This artisan, whoever they are, artisan's crap. And we head over. Yeah. And I'll head
but
over.
There's
to
no the rust chest. On this dagger. It's just worn down at the tip.
Yeah, so we head over to the chests.
Yeah,
if
what's
anybody
what's
wants
the
to help
the
them, take a look at these chests.
In the chests, if you look through the chests, you do get one. Treasure card.
Ooh.
Okay.
So I'm going to shuffle these real quick and pull one at random.
Okay.
And is this your
this
card?
Isn't a deck of many things, I hope.
It's gold coins. You get D6 gold coins.
Oh,
good
coins.
Thing.
Stick of butter.
And I rolled a six.
Because you can't get wrapped.
I'll take your
so
roll.
Six, right. So six gold coins?
Yeah, yes. Six gold coins.
Excellent.
Someone write that down besides just me because, you know, that may be some sort of...
Oh, tears are our treasure.
We have
chronicler.
Three gold coins. I have to watch these guys. They'll blow our budget if I tell them the truth.
Right. Why do you think I didn't say anything about the 80 gold piece bracelet?
80 gold pieces. Jesus Christ.
So according to Stig, we have to defeat the hag in order to get out of her illusion. Yeah. Is that right?
Well, we have to.
Well, that's what I think. I mean, she's the one who put the curse on all of us.
Is this
she's
familiar
the only
to
one
you?
That can lift it.
But why? Well,
why?
Did she put the
you
curse?
Don't know why?
I don't know. Just personal vendetta, false accusations.
About what?
With the deal with children and her children.
Wait a minute. Is he deceiving us?
Don't think like that. Well, I guess.
Why did you say nothing of this when we first arrived?
He said he wanted to speak to us later. He even said that
it's the curse. the curse when we're in the inn, we can't speak of the curse.
Is he lying?
I guess if you just want to roll awareness to see if you can see if he
okay. Okay. He's obviously telling the truth, regardless of what he says, because I rolled a 10. I failed. I have awareness to 7. I believe him. Okay, so we have this door and this dirt tunnel, and you don't know anything about these tunnels, right, Stig?
No, I haven't left the room.
Have you been unable to leave the room?
How have you not pooped yourself?
The whole time you've been here?
I think he poops when they're active in the air.
Yeah, right to the important stuff, right?
Yes, this...
As you're sitting there talking, there's just like suddenly you get this feeling, and there's just this heavy, oppressive, just silence. It was already quiet, but there's just like an oppressive, unnatural silence settles over the room, and you all become famished. You're hungry.
Starving.
You bitch.
I look again back at the most wounded people. Oh, wait. That's no one. Damn it.
Stair, why are you doing it? We have done nothing to you. This is totally, totally rude. I'm
famished.
I have some food on me.
So here you go. Let me just read that. This is like a new rule we haven't used yet.
God, we got a disadvantage on something.
After one day without food, you become famished. You cannot heal HP, willpower, or conditions except through magic.
Oh, my.
You also take 1 point of damage per day that you haven't eaten. If you reach zero HP while famished, you die from starvation after one day.
So it's each. You lose one hit point each day.
Yeah.
Each day.
So you got like 8 days to get out of here, people.
Yeah. Once you have eaten a ration of food, you are no longer famished and can heal normally again.
Well, I guess we can just eat our rations of food.
Yeah.
So I will eat.
If you take a break to eat your rations, the famished condition will clear itself.
Okay.
The steak have any good. Rations?
See, it seems like such a petty thing to do. I'm saying that out loud to my friends.
I am quivering. Well, I mean,
if somebody had actual power over petty. Us, wouldn't they do something more impactful?
Does it have to
unless
be?
Unless they want to torture us.
If Stig's been stuck here and people are becoming famished over time, the people will reduce and be gone. The next group of people would come in.
But it
may also be something that she's experienced herself. I'm going to go sit behind this curtain and eat something.
And being of the arcane nature, quivering, I will give you another idea that may or may not be true. You know, it being an illusion, you really don't have any idea how long you've been here.
Yeah, that's the part. That's a piece of it. And I just realized the gold we found might be fake. Mm-hmm. This is really breaking my heart. That's breaking my heart right now.
Another question is, is there evidence of others before us here? It's like any other scraps of clothes?
There's somebody who had to dig a tunnel with a dagger. I mean,
the tunnel, the open chests that looks like they're busted open.
Yes.
I mean, the other like denizens of the inn that we saw at dinner. Like, were there enough beds for those people as well or no? So it was just us?
And steak,
There's no bones lying around.
Nope.
Now, the next another question is, would my inner peace count as magical healing?
I don't think
what does inner peace do again?
Inner peace does heal 1d6 plus d6 willpower during a rest.
No, that's not magical.
Just elven weirdness.
Yeah, curses.
Where are we going, guys?
I'm going to oil the hinges to the door to the north and then slowly open it.
I think we should try the tunnel.
We'll go for a ride, Brains?
Sometimes we should look at the tunnel. We can look out the door. I mean, it doesn't hurt to look out the door.
I just want to look at the door to see what.
I'm just thinking, if that's where the ambush came from, then we should probably be watchful of that.
I mean, you're already captured.
This strikes me as a full puzzle.
So, then the other reason is it an escape tunnel.
Well, it could be, but this also strikes me as a form of puzzle.
But somebody's trying to escape to a different part of the same illusion. That's a not rational thing to do.
The thing is, the person who dug it didn't think
it was an illusion. Or it's a tunnel, the illusion.
So it should fail, right? The illusion should fail. The tunnel should fail after a period because it's an illusion, correct?
Can we really trust any of it?
We'll open the door.
All right, so you open the door?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I open the door.
So you open the door and you see a room that's 6 meters wide and 8 meters deep. On the western wall are three statues in a line. And there is a door to the north and you see what looks like a tunnel to the east.
Another dig dug tunnel.
So many tunnels to the east.
Aren't we approaching the room to the east?
No, we're from the north. We're coming from the south.
We're coming from the south. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
So 6 meters in, there's a tunnel to the east, and across from you to the north is another door and three statues on the western wall.
What did the statues look like?
So they are of women that appear to be in mourning. One of them is praying. One of them is covering her face. And the third one is pointing at the floor kind of between you and the tunnel.
Are they in that order? So like 1, 2, 3, the first one's praying, second one's covering face.
Yep.
Third one's pointing at the floor.
Yep.
Well, first off, are they human? Or?
Yeah. So let me describe the rest of it. There is a mosaic on the floor of the room that's a chaotic pattern of different colors. The ceiling is several meters high with narrow windows that you cannot reach. From the ceiling hangs a large oil lamp that lights up the room. So, mosaic pattern floor, tunnel, oil lamp hanging from the ceiling, windows.
The windows, do they show the sky that resembles the same sky that we saw at the other window?
Yeah, that's what it looks like. You can't get like a good angle, but it does look like kind of a stormy sky out there.
Do you want to check the tunnel too?
And
I think we should check the tunnel.
So who's checking the tunnel?
I'm first, so I'll go. Well, first, what's the pattern on the floor?
Chaotic.
It's a chaotic.
So it doesn't resemble like the prior curtain, right?
Yeah, I'm going to try and stop looking at the pattern of the curtain on the floor, because
just make sure there's no similarities.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't match, it doesn't match.
All right.
Don't say it.
You know what I'm going to say.
Yes, I know.
Yeah. Yeah. It's too bad. It's too bad that the carpet doesn't match the drapes.
Damn it.
All right. So you go to the tunnel?
Well, I'm going to... So the statues show they praying, mourning, and pointing, right?
And yeah. Pointing. What is she pointing at? Is there a certain part of the pattern?
Pointing at the floor.
Okay.
Is there anything... So looking in the direction of that she's pointing,
yeah.
Is it anything about where that stands out?
Yeah, I'll do a shitty search hidden.
Yeah, make a
spot hidden.
Spot hidden roll.
Do the statues look like the woman that was in the tapestry?
By one.
I made it by two.
There's a...
No, they don't. Quiverwing.
Okay. There's an old... Are they all the same age? There's one like a crone, the maiden, and the mother.
Yeah, indiscriminate age. So you do see where the statue's pointing. You do see kind of a...
That looks like a dick.
An outline in the chaotic pattern that extends from the wall to over halfway across the room. So it's kind of a rectangular shape break in the chaotic pattern.
I completely miss it.
What size is it? Size of a person?
It's about rather 2 large. Meters by 4 meters.
Jesus.
That's pretty big.
Yeah. That's like half. That's a big chunk of the
enough
floor.
Enough for 3 people to stand in there?
Yeah, maybe maybe 2 or 3 people could squeeze in there. I mean, 2 people comfortably, 3 people you can squeeze in there if you want to.
I was thinking of walking in there and doing the, like,
squeeze into what?
The pattern.
The square pattern on the floor?
Rectangular.
No. Like, it's a pattern, and we can stand in it, right?
Well, it's an outline.
Oh, it's an outline.
Yeah.
Okay, shit.
Bear with me here. Possibly a trap door.
Mm-hmm.
Or just a trap.
A trap. Is there...
is the tunnel leading out on top of that part of this room?
Yeah, that's what I was going
to
say.
The tunnel's past that. So
you'd have to cross the rectangle to get to the tunnel.
Yes.
You can't walk around the rectangle?
You could kind of squeeze around it by the statues.
Head over and check the statues out. They're skirting the pattern.
Okay.
All right.
Baylor's going to go because we got to do something.
So, I'm going to do something.
So you take some time investigating the...
Yeah.
Right. Make a spot hidden.
That's a 2, not a 20. So yes, I rolled a 2 on my spot hit, which is at 13.
Yeah, these are just kind of made by an amateur. Yeah, you don't really see
anything. This is once again crap, Krambership. She has no skill whatsoever. This illusion is poor. I just want to say that if you're listening. You are weak. And I want to check the areas of that outline, see if there's some sort of way to, like a switch or...
Like I want to check the seam of the outline as well to see if it can be like pried at with a dagger or if it can be lifted up or pushed down.
Or with a dagger I have on me.
So you're both doing that at the same time?
Yeah. I guess one of us can give the other one a... What's yours at? Mine's 13.
Yeah, you're just poking at it with a dagger and poking at the outline. Is that kind of what you're doing? Or are you banging on it?
Not banging on it. You stand over there.
So the fireball doesn't kill us.
Basically, life light on the floor before it just work the dagger along the edge.
You run the dagger along the edge, and the trapdoor just falls open completely. And you see, I think it's just a 5-meter drop.
Is Dane dead?
15 feet. We have rope. Ooh.
And there are bones at the bottom of the trap.
Ooh.
Oh, that doesn't bode well.
I think we found some of the other denizens of the inn.
And Baylor, make a spot hidden.
I'm good on my spot hidden tonight. I made it by 7.
That's you just see, five, like, among the bones, it does seem like something's glowing in there.
Let's see if I can climb down in there somehow.
We have lots of rope.
Yeah, so somebody tie a hole over.
I'll hold the rope.
Then I will.
yes.
Yes.
And that's how we fling the halfling across the
spelt bod. The weighs 50 pounds.
Hold the rope.
You weigh like 5 pounds dripping wet.
Yes, but I'm strong. Right, I'm a strong right. 5 pounds.
I'll pull you Pilates. I go down there.
Right, so there's nothing to do with strength training.
You go down to the bottom of the trap door, and you're shuffling through the bones, and you find a ring, a kind of a
one ring.
It's not like a super ornate, but it is of an elegant style, well made, and it does give off a faint glow.
It does glow. A magic that maybe Quivering can discern.
Do not put on the ring or
apparently it's just a
forever.
Piece of glass down here, our torchlight.
You do realize that we have the light source up here?
I have some integrity. I have this elegant ring. It's pretty decent quality. It does have
do
a
not put
glow.
The ring on until Quivering has looked at it.
I am not putting the ring on. I learned that the first day.
I was talking to brains here. Put the ring on.
Okay. So I will scurry
and don't
up.
Don't put it down there.
Red rocket, red rocket, up. Red rocket.
Yes,
exactly. Oh, Jesus. I scurry up, and the ring accidentally falls into my hand, and I'm cursed with the darkness of life. All right, yes, I come out, and I have this ring. We can look at it later, I suppose, when we get a chance.
Yeah, that's going to be all Quivering. I'm not touching that thing.
I don't know. My
without touching my hands, put it in this little bag.
My precious.
My pillow will put it.
I don't know. I wish to wear it around my neck.
I will put it in the bag.
Sure. Thank
yes, you. My birthday present.
All right.
Well, So there's nothing else down in the trap door in the trap pit. Pit trap.
So should we go? I would wonder. Should we go back check the other tunnel out before we proceed forward? Or
I think so.
I think we should definitely before trying to cross this chasm again.
Yes, of course, of course. I will grab my torch and head back into the other room with my compatriots following me and head toward the tunnel.
So do you go back the other way?
Yeah, back to the other tunnel, yeah. The first tunnel.
You go back to the room with the sparkly tapestry.
Yeah. And the chest. And,
Is that look like gold thread? Like it's like maybe worth something? Or is it just like one of those shitty like...
Yeah, I was going to say, is it...
Is this tapestry like it's worth something? I mean, illusion or not, we might as well
we're
see
sounding like Matt's character, Dark, who took paintings and tapestry.
Good point. We'll leave it. We'll just get past it and go behind it. Yeah.
All right, so who's going down the tunnel first?
I will go down the tunnel first.
All right. You start going down the tunnel, and you're looking around, and you're holding a torch, right?
Oh, yes, I got it in front of me, and I'm looking at the shoddy construction ship, commenting how poor this is. This is so poor.
I'm following behind at a reasonable distance.
Make an awareness roll.
Shit. God damn, all right, I rolled two. I got it at seven.
So you notice that there are these, like, nearly invisible spider webs that are crisscrossing the tunnel.
My friends, we might have company.
And you're able to kind of, like, torch through them and avoid them. But they are pretty strong.
Look out for spiders.
In front of you, when you get about halfway through, you see a huge, not as huge as the other one, but a huge desiccated corpse of a spider upside down with its legs curled in the air.
Something killed it.
Not as huge as the Oracle.
Yeah, I was going to say, relative to the Oracle spiderling size.
Not ox cart sized.
Still huge enough that... Big enough that you could ride.
A halfling, everything's huge. But yes, but more importantly, it is dead and been dead for a while. Do like that.
What is with all the spiders in the Misty Vale?
If you are going to go forward, each of you is going to have to make an awareness roll to kind of get through without getting stuck in the spider webs.
An awareness roll.
We can't just burn the whole thing down to the ground.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Do I have to make one again?
No, you don't have to make another one.
Why? Well, I made it with a two.
Awareness. Oh, I have it at 14. I rolled a four.
Oh, my goodness. Sorry, I just rolled a two. I mean, I have a nine, so I'm very excited to get under it.
I know, I've got some low scores I'm rolling under. I'm very happy right now.
Okay. So you bypass this entire... problem, which could have been interesting, but so you're able to get through the tunnel, and then you get past the corpse and the bulk of the webs, and you see directly north of you is another door. It's not as heavy as the door from outside your sleeping chambers, but it's another oak door.
So there's a tunnel to the northwest, door to the north. Archway to the east.
No archway.
That just leads to door and a trap door.
There's a north passage out of the mosaic room.
That was just
an open archway. I'm sorry.
There was no door.
No door in the mosaic room.
Okay. Now my map's all the way to hell.
Sorry. Sorry, listeners. Amateur GM, first time.
Well, you know, it is illusion, so it keeps changing.
That's what it is.
Stop helping him.
So I guess we could go to this door. Why not? Anybody object?
So that's really the only options, the tunnel.
Or the door.
Yep. Or the door.
Okay.
Let's oil the hinges of that door.
This is so tedious. Okay. I have missing time in the forge. I go.
The door is locked.
So, Brains, come over here, and I will assist you opening this door.
And I'll sing a cheery song to help them along. Oh, never mind. You rolled too fast. I guess I won't start it. I'll wait.
What's the lockpicking roll again?
It is sleight of hand.
No, it's not weaseling.
There's no weaseling.
Actually, there is that is going to be an edge. So that is going to be my next heroic act. Will be weasel.
I'm far and away from heroic acts right now.
So second, you oiled the hinges.
I oiled the hinges. Yes.
Swings inward, and in the middle of the room, you see a cradle.
Oh,
you say ladle?
Burn cradle. Burn the whole thing down. Burn it.
A cradle, okay.
We're setting it all on fire.
Some wooden toys lie scattered on the floor as if discarded by a child who grew tired of playing with them. There is a painting on the wall. Warmth emanates from the dying embers of a fireplace. The fireplace is on the east wall. There is a door on the west wall. And on the north wall is where the painting is.
And the painting is of what again?
It shows a a picture of a couple standing in front of a rundown farmhouse with a tree behind them, and they're holding a small child in their arms, a small boy. There's a brunette woman and a red-haired man wearing a vest.
Do we hear any off-key sort of kids' music?
Like or do we hear the echoing of a baby's cry or something? Like echoes
or
the
a child's echo so child's laughter. Nobody threw
kids' toys in the fire.
I will add that in post, but no, you don't hear that.
I'll approach the cradle and look in.
Well, you approach your cradle and you see a porcelain doll, and you look at the porcelain doll in the cradle, and you look up the painting, and the porcelain doll in the cradle looks a lot like the child standing with a man and woman in the painting.
Does the woman in the painting look like the hag at all?
No, but you look at them and you're like, wow, this looks familiar, and you think back from the inn, and it looks a lot like the couple that looked like they were not having fun.
The unhappy couple. Ooh. She's turned their child into a doll.
The fire, you said it was just warm embers.
Yep.
Can I tell about how long it's been just embers?
Let's see, make a bushcraft roll.
My bushcraft is... No, I missed it.
I was going to say, did you want me to assist? I have a 6.
I am a smith.
We're in the forest, I think.
I know a lot about fires.
Yeah, you think it's probably just a few hours old.
I have this terrible...
So toys are just terrible like feeling. Regular kids' toys?
Little wooden toys.
So my question is, there's no other wood in here, right? Why are you doing that?
No.
Okay. Wooden toys, and there's embers of a fire.
I don't want to move the doll.
No, leave the doll. I would like to take one of the small toys and just the wooden toys and put it in the fire, see if it lights.
Because he hates children.
All right, so you threw the wooden toy in there and...
What? You're going to burn the toy?
Just a second.
We have literally lamp oil.
It sits on the embers, and it just sits on the embers.
Oh, I just take it out.
All right.
It's part of the illusion. Okay. I take it out, put it back down. I go, I just wanted to check something. Check around the painting. You said there was a warmth. Oh, that's warmth from the fire, not the painting. My bad.
Nathan?
Yep.
I do want to touch the doll's hand and face. Are they warm like a living child's would be?
Or are they cold as death?
It is. It feels like cold porcelain.
Oh, good, good, good. There could be, of course, the problem that once the fire reaches its portion, the child comes to life and is able to play, but is never able to escape because maybe she's not that cruel. But we don't know.
Is there anything behind the painting?
You can't move the painting.
Well, put one of the toys in with the porcelain doll and just because.
Stop fucking with the doll.
Wait, is it a rocking kind of cradle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then I'll just sing it a song and rock it for a little bit.
You realize you're making the scariness factor of this room just skyrocket, yes?
It's just a doll.
Yes, I'll rock the child.
These wooden toys are of poor quality. I could do better.
And I'll sing of...
Death.
Oh, no. Try and find a nicer song. Well, not really. It'll still be a sad song. 7 sorrows, but no tears. That's a nice song.
So while you're singing and rocking the cradle, make a spot hidden roll.
Yes! The gold is mine!
Good job. Good job.
Or the demon child, either one.
I've spotted a demon child! No, I will make it. I have 11. I rolled a 5.
It leaps and attaches to your face now.
We are an alien. Shit.
I'm like, well, but none of you saw the rhino-sized creature on the ceiling, fools.
Lands right on Sean's character, just because.
So you failed your roll?
No, I made a roll. I rolled 11, but okay. I rolled a 5.
So you see, like, the tip of a flute sticking out from underneath the back of the porcelain doll.
I know flute. I took flute in secondary school in Saddlewood. So I'll slip that flute out.
Okay. And you see the flute was made of bone.
Oh.
Master of the bone flute.
Yeah. We'll stop for a second and think, well, it is for art.
That's perfect. That's perfect.
It is for art, so, you know.
And this bone flute counts as a tiny item.
Okay, I will take the bone flute as a tiny
item. It's cold in here. Shut up.
Bone flute. Place it upon your lips.
I am thinking about that. Like, oh, bone flute. Blow that is. That's a good. That's a great thing. A bone flute. Happy day for me and all of you. A bone flute to play.
Does it glow? It could be an evil bone
flute. And the porcelain doll just lays there, and it's kind of when you it's like laying on its side now, facing the wall of the cradle as you grab the snatch the flute out of its.
I slip the flute out, then burp it. Ooh. Should I play you a tune?
Red rum.
I look at Siggy when I say that. Should I play you a tune?
No.
Maybe? Play a tune on the flute.
No. Would you like to see where that bone can go?
A happy tune, baby.
Play a tune. Perhaps that's part of the puzzle.
A little happy tune, baby.
All right, so what do you guys do?
Well, we have a dirt tunnel, right? And then we have another door? Or
The tunnel back where you came from, and then you have the door to the west.
Mm. So the door to the west, wouldn't that go back to the...
Wait,
the
is there a...
Tile room?
Is it so the nursery, I'll call it that,
yeah.
That has a door, and we can go back in the tunnel and go back in the room with the trap, with the three statues?
Well, if we go back down the tunnel, it takes us all the way back to where Chess
and back up. Why would we investigate the door that's here?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's investigate the door that's here.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. We oil the hinges and, you know, do all that crap.
And it does not appear to be locked.
Well, we open it.
Who opens it?
I look for spot hidden. And if I don't...
No, let me be clear. I am not opening any doors.
Look for hand burning.
If you don't tell me to look, I'm just opening the door.
All right. So you open the door, and in front of you, you see at the far end of this, like 10, 12 meter long room, you see a pond. And you hear these trickling sounds coming from the pond. The drops are hitting the surface of the water. And they sound like kind of like a sad a creature playing a harp. Occasionally you hear the croak of a frog echoing up the walls. To the south you see the archway back to the mosaic room. And to the north you see a door.
Jeez.
Yeah, you see there's a little a hole in the wall on the far end that a small waterfall is dripping into the pond.
Can we ask you a couple of questions here? So sure. There's the rough-hewn tunnel, and then it opened up into this nursery-like room with a fireplace and yep. paintings. Mm-hmm. And then now there's this like waterfall. There is does it feel like we're moving from like a like the room the nursery room, was that like in a house kind of, and then we go through a door and now we're in a tunnel again, and then you see what I'm saying?
Well, this feels like a room. This doesn't feel like a cave, but it does feel like each room has its own style.
Okay.
Like, you can see back to the mosaic room, but they each seem maybe... There's no continuity between the rooms, between the materials that the walls are made of.
So the illusion is really like a quilt of different types of rooms and locations, et cetera. Okay, all right. Okay. And the tunnels are connections between those little quilt patches.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think you could probably discern that there's like... You know, you're walking, you're traveling around, but you know what you're seeing may, you know, some of it is that's real, and some of it is
okay.
Your mind being played with.
How far down did we go from the stairs to where we woke up, in that room we woke up in, all the way down to this lower level? The distance we traveled downward, does that about match up with where the windows are in the mosaic room?
No. And actually, you're not even really sure how far down you went. Like, you try to think about it, and that's kind of fuzzy to you. So.
Gotcha.
And you say there was some sort of music coming from the water?
So the waterfall that's dripping into the pond is kind of making, like, musical... Sounds like kind of like a sad, distorted harp.
Okay, if we're going to step into the room, I guess.
And with the frogs, there's these frogs on these lily pads that you occasionally hear a croak that echoes off the walls.
And then I will start... I'm going to head and... I'm just... Well... I'll pull out my lyre and prepare and start playing, I guess, sort of a counter tune.
Okay.
Something that's more uplifting, that's full of hope. And necessary, I'll spend the willpower points as we went into combat, folks. But, I will do a much more uplifting, or at least better song, something.
We're in the pond room now?
Yeah.
Like, the waterfall is like a slow trickle or a steady stream, or...
A slow trickle.
So nothing, like, behind the waterfall kind of thing. It's just a wall.
No, there's, like, a hole in the wall, and the water's dripping out, and you can't really see into... It's on the... Behind the pond, so okay. And you can't really see into that hole in the wall.
And there's another door out of here, or no?
Yeah, to the north.
To the north.
To the north. Is it close to the pond?
Yeah, about 2 meters from the pond.
So we don't have to go through the pond to get to the door.
No,
that's good.
Is the pond itself how deep?
Yeah, I'll go to the pond with her. Is there something in the pond?
Yes.
Yeah, you actually see, you both look in the pond. The pond is pretty clear, except for the lily pads. But you do see there is a box about 4 meters below the surface.
Is it a coffin-shaped box for a small child?
Yes. Yeah. First, how big is the box?
That
second, are there any evident bones in the bottom of the pond?
It's a small box. It's not. I mean, it would probably take both hands for you to bring it up.
Jesus. This is a variation of the ring. That's what it
okay.
is.
Okay. Siggy.
Yes. You want me to get the box, don't you?
Nope, I'm going to store my lyre.
Everyone can swim now, right?
And I'll reach. He swims as well as I do.
Yeah, so we all swim about the same, which is shit. No.
Pretty shitty.
Oh, no, so, I swim pretty well.
Oh, do you?
You'll never get me to admit otherwise.
Okay, well, that's true. How deep does it look? Does it look like I can just reach, like a halfling can reach down and grab this thing?
You'll have to swim down in there and go underneath the water.
Oh. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, oh, in that mm-hmm. case. Brain? Mm-hmm. Could you be a deer?
What?
I really can't get this lyre wet.
This guy's getting kind of heavy.
The what?
This guy's getting kind of heavy.
Just put him down in the corner for a second.
Put him in the pond.
Why don't you get
him? He just, like, drops him.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. Is your head okay?
Okay, I was going to say maybe you should take a dip in this water and give you that box while you're down there. Just to cool off and relax your muscle.
I'll go get it.
Oh, fine.
I pick up a rock. Is there a rock on the ground somewhere?
No.
Is there any useless small object that would sink if I...
There's a child's toy in the other room.
I pick up Corinne.
Yes,
well, the wooden toys, would one of them sink, or are they like floatable wood? You know?
Try it.
That's right. I will instead pull out my staff. Do that instead. And I'll use light on it so that I'll have something to see when I'm down there.
Okay.
And then I'll take off my pack and get in the water.
Okay. You swim it in that disturbs...
Do you need a swimming roll? Do you need a swimming roll? It may be the only swimming roll we ever do.
If you want to make a swimming roll, you can make one.
God damn it.
But the, as soon as you get you the water, said,
how many of my upgrade rolls I did for swimming?
Yes,
I did it like every week. And right now that I'm swimming, I'm actually swimming. You're gonna say if you want to make a roll like this?
No, he's been literally working on swimming every week. I mean, he gets a boon on it, but he wanted to be at least decent.
Yeah.
So, but while you're in there, you're swimming down in there. You've disturbed the frogs, and the frogs go kind of nuts. And I need you to make an evade roll.
What? Attack frogs?
While swimming.
Yeah.
Since it's happening in the water, do I get my racial bonus to boon?
Nope. This is different.
Alright. Evade. I will actually evade. I rolled an 8. I have a 13.
So, basically, they are just getting in your way, and it's frustrating. And you're, like, starting to get angry, but you, like, calm down, and you reach the box, and you're able to drag it out.
Okay. Help him out.
Yeah, me.
Yeah, yeah.
Help me out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
See, look, my camera even went out of focus. That's how angry I am.
That's the underwater effect.
That's the underwater effect. Just like, we'll put some waves in there. It'll be fine.
All right. You have a small box.
Is it locked?
He's shuffling cards, so I think that's either a good sign or a very bad sign.
These are initiative cards.
I was hoping they were treasure cards.
Is there an inscription on the box that says Pandora only?
No. Has anybody opened the box?
I'll take the risk and I'll check, make sure there's no sort of thing to stab me.
Yeah.
I roll 4 to my sleight of hand, which is at 10.
All right. So somebody roll me a d6.
All right. I'll roll a d6. 6.
Inside it, you see a master-crafted longsword.
There you go.
Ooh.
And somebody roll me another d6. Somebody else.
Somebody else, please. Yes.
4.
4 gold pieces.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I'll write that down. 4 gold pieces.
Mastercrafted longsword.
Yep, mastercrafted longsword and
4 gold pieces.
Yep.
Oh, look at this. All this treasure you guys get when Malcolm and
if
I
it's
run.
Real. What's a mastercraft longsword get you? I forgot.
I think they're more durable.
Yeah,
they are.
So the frogs have settled down. The waterfall is waterfalling. You've got more loot. And there is a door to the north.
We also have a wet wizard.
I shake out my plumage.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He was naked when he did that.
The water literally rolls off the mallard's back.
Yeah. Okay.
There's the episode. Name the episode. Water off a mallard's back.
There we go.
Well, get dressed.
Sounds very catchy.
Yeah, you're right.
It isn't.
Does it have to be
naked mallard?
Bone fruits and porcelain dolls.
Yes.
All right, once he's dressed, lightning duck, then I'll feel safe about going anywhere else.
Sure, repeat the tradition of oiling the hinges and opening the door.
Never had anybody call it a hinge, but all right, go ahead.
The hinges do look especially rusty.
Imagine that. It's moist down here. It's
a very weird curse.
Now, what does the child have to do with the curse? Was it her child? Was it...
We don't know, because it's a family. And it doesn't
I don't
look
know.
Like
there's
the...
something about a child and some accusation and the curse.
And there's an accusation.
Did the gentleman marry this other woman and have a child with her, and now she's bitter?
Well, you know what they say. Revenge is sweet, especially for women.
So does anybody open the door?
Yeah, I'll open the door. That's been my thing. Mm-hmm. So,
all right, you open the door and you see moonlight streaming into the room from the glass dome on the ceiling.
She really likes her belly. You know, up to
you
six.
Look up. There's a cloudless night sky.
That's for definitely not in the valley.
So it's not like the other windows we've seen where there's like a storm.
Now, this is quite a lovely room. I admire what she's done with the place.
Yeah. And it's a pretty large hall. It's 6 meters to the north and 4 meters to the west and 12 meters to the east.
Oh.
And you see 8 paintings on the walls. So 2 on the west, 2 on the east, 2 in the north, and 2 in the south. And you see a stairway leading up on the northeast.
Ooh, that's a good sign.
No other entries and exits, just the paintings and the stairs?
Yep. And there's nothing else in the room.
All right, you know what we're going to do.
We're going to inspect all the paintings, I'd wager.
Yep, we got to look at all the paintings.
So you see the paintings are sparsely painted in ochre, green, dark red, and black. They depict temples from the time of the Dragon Empire. Which I should have, I was supposed to make you roll for, but you just know this.
The time of the Dragon Empire.
So I'd wager that Dane sketches them.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're going to stay here long enough for him to sketch them.
Well, if we're going to stay here long enough for him to sketch them, then I will run one or two sense magics on the dagger and the ring.
Okay.
There we go. Good idea.
Are those two separate rolls?
There's a flute, too.
Yeah, let's just do one.
Okay.
One. Yeah, why don't you do the flute as well?
The flute as well.
Yeah, okay. The bang flute as well.
All right. Well, I made the first roll, and I rolled a 3 for the flute, too.
Okay, the flute is definitely magical, and the dagger has some magic too.
Uh-huh.
And the ring?
The ring has a little bit of magic also.
So you did the ring and the flute, and what else you do? The sword?
The ring, the flute, and...
Dagger.
And the dagger. Okay.
So do the... paintings of the temples, do they correlate to anything? I might be stepping on Dane's shoes here, but do they correlate to anything that we already know about the map on that we have of the Misty Vale? Can we associate?
Like the Temple of the Purple Flame or the Power of Size? Or
make a, as you're looking through this, make a spot hidden roll.
Okay.
Wait, who?
You, since you're the one asking.
Me, my big fucking mouth. Made it on the nose, 12.
No.
Jeez, you're so high.
Yeah, nothing particular about these, say, like, some of them look like they could be in the Misty Vale, but they're, you know, since it was so long ago when these, like, the subjects of these paintings were from such a different time, it's hard to say for certain. But okay. You do, as you're kind of taking a look at them, you're looking at one of them, and you see in the background, you see the family from the other painting in the other room.
Holy crap.
Using a large outdoor oven to bake bread.
Hmm. Wait. Hmm. You see, so she points out that the family we saw in the other painting is in this other painting. From a temple back in the Dragon Age or Dragon Emperor time. Mm. So this has been cursed for a freaking long time.
Mm-hmm. So I have an update for you on the rules here, Dungeon Master. Sure. So under Sense Magic, it doesn't say that I find out what school of magic it is. It just says what kind of magic. So you can, if there was something that gives you flight or invisibility or whatever, you can just say that's what it does. Argument.
Or like illusionary, or if it gives, you know, it detects or it gains light.
Well, okay, this will tell you.
The ring to rule them all?
So the dagger and the ring seem tied to this specific place.
Okay.
Like you basically, you're kind of the emanations you're getting off of the ring and the dagger kind of like vibrate in the same way that this whole illusionary place does.
Mm-hmm.
The flute seems to have a little bit of a more like an alarm type magic and a little bit of a necromantic hint flavor to it.
Okay.
There wouldn't happen to be any blood on the dagger, would there?
Yeah, pull the dagger out, look at it.
No, but it's, you said it's dull at the tip, right? Because it was,
yeah, it was used digging, for, it looks like.
It was for digging. Although it never rusted because it's magic.
Well, it's a good quality dagger
too. All right, so Siggy, do you want the dagger? It's magic.
Yep.
It's.
But sure, we could also give it to.
But the ring.
The minstrel.
But the ring and the dagger are both somehow tied to this place.
Yeah.
Intertwined with this curse.
Yeah.
So they may disappear when this is all done, or may need to be buried wherever may need to be buried or dealt with some way, with breaking this curse. We may have to give them up or destroy them or whatever. So
Quivering, do you think perhaps we should check, use your skills on the doll to see if it too is associated with these items?
Mm-hmm. Sure, if you'd like. I could take another.
I wouldn't like it all, quite frankly, but I think we should.
You mean this doll I've been carrying? God damn it!
Medically, what's wrong with Stig? Why can't he walk?
We don't know.
He's affected by the curse in a different way than you guys are.
Okay. So no amount of healing will help him, basically. Okay.
I'm going to Stig something. I said, did you recognize the family in the picture?
I know they're stuck in the inn with us. I believe their names are Grun and Edda. But he doesn't know how he knows their names.
How long do you presume yourself to have been trapped here?
I have no idea how long I've been here.
What was the weather like when you left Outskirt? Was it spring, summer, autumn?
Outskirt. I do remember a small town.
Do you remember
the season? I believe it was called Outskirt. I believe it was spring.
Okay, no, that's not depending on which spring. Stig, do you recall if they had a child or what the child's name was by chance?
Child? Did they have a child? Oh, maybe they had a child. I can't recall.
Okay. It may have never appeared in the illusion inside the inn.
Could the child be Stair?
No, Stair is not a child.
I mean, she was once, presumably.
So do you want me to sense magic on the doll? Is that right?
Yes, I think we should go back and sense magic on the doll to see if it also is tied to this place.
Okay. A one.
Oh.
That is a good thing.
Yeah, mark that down. And
Right. Yeah. So I still automatically get pissed every time I see a one.
This doll is absolutely tied to this place. Is there like a critical success thing for magic?
I think there is.
Good question. Well, rolling a dragon when you cast a spell means that your target must roll a dragon to resist, parry, or dodge the spell. And you may choose one of the following effects. The damage or range of the spell is doubled. The spell does not cost any willpower. You can immediately cast another spell, but get a bane on the roll. That's it. That's all it is.
I would go the no willpower route.
Yeah, probably.
If I were you. The doll, you feel, after examining it, is inexorably tied to this place. It is... I would call it a keystone. Like, that's kind of the feeling you get when you're examining it.
Keystone to the curse.
You said the flute has some ties to necromancy?
Tinges. Alarm and...
Nathan?
Yeah.
I'm going to make, like, Psalm 137 and dash it against the rocks.
I hadn't played my porcelain flute yet. I was going to play a song for it to see if that would raise it up from the dead. But
just I take the flute away from her.
No, I don't say that to anybody. I'm just thinking it.
If it's a keystone for this place, then destroying it could help to make this place shatter or otherwise be...
Or it could be an item that we need later to get out of here.
Or it could just be indestructible by such mundane means.
Yeah, it's also possible, but that doesn't... I mean, either way, I learned something, right?
Yeah, we all do.
Yeah, we could learn something a very bad way. That's true.
And we're all trapped here forever.
All right, so, yeah, you... where do you dash it against?
I don't know. Whatever stone I have. Is it the floor?
What? Is there a wall?
Just...
Okay. All right.
I totally expected that.
You throw it, and it smashes against the wall into hundreds of pieces.
Okay.
Except for the face that starts talking. Why did you hurt me?
Is there a scream? Mommy. Or...
Mommy.
And it comes back together and crawls up the ceiling.
Damn it. Air of the room change at all when that happens?
No.
What'd you do that for?
What? In the...
What was the purpose of that?
I sensed a great evil in the doll.
Did you sense a great evil at all, or a great purpose for the doll?
So your idea was to let it out?
Yeah, yeah, but, you know, you might want to tell us that next time. We might be able to look
okay,
into it.
Okay, so maybe...
But that's okay.
Let's just make certain nothing's coming our way.
Being impulsive is sometimes happens.
So perhaps maybe I should play this flute in case it's sort of like an alarm system in case undead are headed our way.
Oh yeah, bring on some undead. Bring on something you can actually fight.
This isn't going to bring on the undead. You said it was an alarm spell that had some necromantic things. I think it can detect the undead. Which, now that you've broken that porcelain doll...
You play the flute?
The fruit. Let's leave Dane, that tea drinker, out of this.
Get your head out of the gutter, Nathan.
And I will play the bone flute.
What?
Got it.
Perfect. Perfect.
Oh, excellent.
Right when I was trying to drink, too.
I was like,
that almost went all over the everything.
So, can I go ahead and play it? Play the instrument?
Yes, you can play the bone.
Please, please make it a slide flute. Can it just be a slide flute, please? That'd be awesome.
Hey, how you choose to play it is all on you. It's
I'll roll a 9, I have a 16 performance.
Okay.
I do a good job.
No one has played a bone flute so beautifully and so masterfully as you have.
I mean, we all know the stories.
Yeah.
You all watch in awe as Corinne plays that bone flute. The way her fingers work up and down the shaft is just beautiful.
Don't forget the mouth work.
Beautiful mouth work.
Keep trying to cup something that's not there.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And if there is no discernible change in the chamber, no change in the feel in the room, no change with the fucking frogs.
Nope.
Okay, I will start playing and store the flute. I didn't notice any particular difference as far as the room filling or anything else. I didn't play any particular better or make my feel as I was doing any better.
Yeah, the frogs were kind of trying to throw you off a little bit with their croaking, but yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know whatever it does. So anyway, I'll stash it away.
Okay.
I sift through the shattered ruins of the doll to see if there was anything inside the porcelain or anything like that.
No. There's nothing, no kind of innards from the child that you spoke.
Okay. I think I just feel really weird.
I stomp on it a couple of times.
Oh, I was going to just say we should probably put that back in the crib, but let's leave.
Yes.
Let's leave now.
I'm sure there... Whatever room is at the top of the stairs is just as delightful as all the ones down here.
It's got to be better than,
So you're in the gallery, and there's stairs leading up into like an inky black darkness.
We'll fire a couple of flares in there.
You have no flares.
Magic missile.
Into the darkness.
Magic missile at the darkness.
You can try that.
Well, then, lacking a magic missile and flares, I guess there's only one thing we can do. Here, light this oil, and then summon Athletic, toss it.
I'll toss it. Just, give me the oil.
It goes into the dark, the blackness, and disappears.
You don't hear a smash?
Nope. No noise, no, nothing visual. As soon as it caught across the threshold of blackness, it just disappears.
So when you walk forward with the torch, it just...
I yell, brains, fetch!
No!
Now, Quiverwing, you said the doll was evil, right?
Yeah.
Detected evil on the doll?
No.
It had an aura of evil.
It was a keystone of this illusion.
Wait, that's different than it being...
Well, this illusion is inherently evil, so yes, I detected evil.
Okay, I'm gonna pick up the smashed pieces of this thing, right. Scoop it into a sack.
Okay,
tie the sack shut.
No, look!
Tie it shut.
Oh, I'm gonna tie it shut.
Just like you would with a real baby. It's fine.
Just
looking at me like that.
I'm gonna scoop up these pieces, put it in a bag, and you know we might need at least the shards of it to get out of here. And we have the ring and the
ring, dagger, flute.
And
got it. Smashed dog.
And lightning dagger.
Wait. Does the dagger match the one, at least the dagger? The dagger have a hilt or no?
I mean, yeah, I had a dagger. It was an ornate dagger, no? A decent quality.
No scabbard.
It did not match the painting.
Nope.
It did not match the painting.
No, it did.
Yeah, you're not sure.
Okay, we're not sure.
It's a rough painting.
So it could be the dagger from the painting, and the ring could belong to the mother, and the doll could belong to the child. We could have all three components of the people in the painting in that room.
Except the mother.
Who apparently baked bread by a temple. This doesn't make any...
And who has the ring and who has the dagger?
Baylor has the ring.
And the dagger.
No, I thought I gave the dagger to Sue. I got both, I guess.
Oh, we were planning on giving the dagger to you, Corinne.
So if you didn't take... If you didn't take it, I have it. It's no problem. It's just in my belt, and I got the ring.
Yeah, you take it.
Now you have all three pieces.
Shit. No, she doesn't have the ring. He doesn't have the ring.
I don't have the flute.
Oh, no. Yeah, you have the ring.
The flute is not a part of it. It's the ring, the dagger, and this bag of doll shards.
Quiverwing has the ring.
Bag of baby.
No, that's right. Quiverwing has the ring.
Yeah. All right, I'll give her the ring. I'll give Corinne the ring.
Why are you...
Don't put them all in one place.
Fine. I'll take the ring. Give me the dagger. Give me the ring. I have all three pieces. I will go up the stairs. God damn it.
All right. So
who's behind me?
Corinne marches up the stairs and she goes through
I touch her as she goes through. I'm going to hold on to her as she goes through.
Okay.
Wait, I'll stop before I go to the threshold. And
everybody's like runs in the back of you and pushes you through the threshold.
I follow behind with the bow drawn, going, it's like herding cats.
Meow!
So it is completely dark and silent in here until you hear something, a noise sounding from one of your bags. A flute starts playing a haunting melody. And then you hear chains rattling, and then you see glowing eyes in the darkness, and then teeth. And when I'm describing all this, I'm going to mute all of you guys, so your guys are going to be like pantomiming all this stuff, and I'm just going to be like...
Unfortunately, I don't pantomime much, but...
That sounds like a good idea.
Well, we're going to start so early.
I don't think we're going to start.
That's because the troublemakers aren't here.
Wait, are the nobody else is coming? Is just us?
Nope, it's just us.
Quick, let's get to the part that you'll have to edit out.
No, Nathan, Matt's going to jump on at 9. We're going to be in the middle of playing, and he's going to jump on.
Yeah, we're going to get shit done until 9.
We're going to be like going, and Matt's going to jump on. I got a PowerPoint. I got to stop.
That's the sound for GM. Wasn't expecting that.
Are you looking up Psalm 137? Because it's one of my favorites.
What is Psalm 137?
It's about dashing your children against the rocks, you know. So it's Christian stuff.
As you do.
Yeah, old school, you know, Old Testament. No.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Matt, the co-host of the Advanced Age Role-Playing Gamers podcast, and you've been listening to our latest actual play, Mirth, Magic, and Mayhem, using the Dragonbane TTRPG from Free League Publishing, based on the classic Swedish role-playing game, Drakkar Demoner. If you like what you hear, please follow, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel and anywhere else you find podcasts. We also really appreciate feedback and chatting with folks, so feel free to tweet us, comment on our YouTube, or leave us a review so we can reach even more people. You can also visit our website at www.theaarpgs.com, where you can read more about the cast, listen to old episodes, and even shop our store for cool Geek Chic merchandise. This story features Malcolm and Nathan as co-GMs. Malcolm will also be playing the role of Karin, a halfling bard. Nathan will be playing the role of Brains, a wolfkin thief. Our players for this story are Tyr as Dane Ringson, a human scholar. Sean as Baelor Banefire, a dwarven smith. Chris as Sigyn, an elven huntress. Anthony as Corgan Stonehammer, a halfling fighter. And Tim as Quiverring, the Mallard Mage. Character artwork created by Nemesis to Anthony Cupo and friend of the show, Jody P. Schaefer, whose work you may recognize from Metacopolix, Marikari, Megas XLR, and MTV's Downtown. Contact him when the time is right. You'll know how and when. Music licensed through Dark Fantasy Studios and SoundCue. Sound effects by Nathan, using Krotos Weaponizer, Studio, and Dehumanizer, using libraries from Boom Library, SoundCue, Krotos, and his own recordings. So thank you again for taking time to sit down with us at our gaming table. And until next time, remember, you're never too old to roll.